AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Stop the show. Do I got to do it? Do I got to call Sweet James for you, Vic?
A call into Sweet James is always a wonderful thing.
But I heard that you were railroaded today by the CHP, Vic. Is that accurate? Would you rather not discuss it?
I will not discuss it until I call my man tomorrow because I want, you know,
800-500-5200.
I'll be calling Sweet James tomorrow to ask his counsel.
Who got you? Was it CHP or was it an LAPD? Or was it Burbank PD?
It was LAPD, but the officer was a gentleman.
Are you sure?
Officer Keyshawn was my man.
If he was a gentleman, he wouldn't have given you the ticket.
Well, listen, you know.
You're Victor Brick Jacobs.
I didn't go there. I didn't want to go there. No,
he never went there.
It's on your driver's license, God's sakes.
He sees Victor Jacobs. He knows who you are.
All right. You want to get into it? You talk to Sweet James.
I'm going to call to Sweet James tomorrow.
800-500-5200.
I'm going to call Sweet James tomorrow just to get counsel and just what's the next move. It's basically a fix-it ticket.
Yeah.
Yes.
We heard, Vic. But you know what? You haven't been at work in a week. You finally get in the car to come back to work.
Yeah.
And Officer Keyshawn throws his lasso out and takes you over to the side. Not cool. You know, that upsets us.
Is it those mirror tints? Is that what you got to take off? You got those super dark tints.
That and the lighting up of the ground.
Right.
Yeah, the lights.
Too bright.
The under blue lights.
All the chrome reflecting the sun, the mirrored tints.
I have a catalytic converter from hell.
Is that right?
Yes. So I just have to fix it. Boom.
Well, it's not that easy.
Well,
it's not a boom.
But
are you spewing noxious gas?
Wait,
all
I thought
over
it was a registration ticket,
which was triggered by the lack of a catalytic converter.
Oh, because you got to go get smog.
Correct. The smog check.
You failed smog.
Correct.
Oh,
so boy. So it's a whole thing.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
It's
all
on
right,
me.
Vic.
Yeah, but you still got 90 days.
I have 90 days.
You got the 90.
But Officer Keyshawn was a blessing.
Officer Key.
He was cool, man. Okay.
No, it's not cool, Vic.
Well, not cool to stop
because you knew
me.
You had to get it fixed, and you're going to get it fixed anyway.
That's not cool.
And now Keyshawn's sitting here looking down on you like Darth Vader in a Star Wars poster. Not cool.
Well,
not cool.
Plus, you know, I had a 10 o'clock sharp update today.
And you missed
it? Did you miss it?
No, I was, you know, because traffic was beautiful today.
No, it wasn't.
There was no one there.
No, traffic was god awful.
Oh, don't get us started.
Really?
Now. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Now that's the other
traffic
topic.
Traffic was terrible.
Are you kidding?
It's a holiday, guys. It's a President's Day. So before we get into all the I'm a whore stuff.
Nobody's here but us.
Whenever we have to work
sucks.
A holiday, there is a tremendous amount of bitterness, especially.
Entitlement.
From one man, especially. But, you know, I don't love being here either on a holiday. But Matt Money Smith is...
Kids are off. They're home.
Especially when they have the gate down in the back.
There's no gate.
The gate was down in the back when I came.
Yeah, when you got to pop your key card to get into our parking lot because there's a giant metal gate
like,
making
it's like
it look
a
like
bank.
Prison.
It looks like a bank is closed.
Then guess what? There shouldn't be any damn traffic. You shouldn't be sitting in traffic for an hour and 10 minutes to get here. When
it's people coming,
I gotta open a steel gate.
Coming back from Fresno. It's people coming back from hanging out in
Exeter. But
that means
we should hit it on the way home. I'm coming up.
It's both ways.
We're both coming up.
You saw it was both ways, Matt. It's people leaving San Diego. Headed back to Ventura County.
Why are they coming home so early? Why they enjoy their day off?
Early start of the week.
It's the five is a civic failure. That is the beginning and the end of it all. It starts with the five. It ends with the five. The five is a colossal disappointment locally. But I believe nationally. I think other major markets point to the five and say, hey, look, LA's got it. I guess we just got our own five here. That's what the 10 is here. That's what the 94
never
is here.
Had trouble on the actual five in Seattle or taking it between Eugene and Corvallis. That doesn't seem to be a civic nightmare in the state of Oregon.
We got to hold them accountable. We got to hold our local politicians accountable. There is a spot on the five where the 605 merges with the five. It has been under construction. I have lived in this part of Orange County for 15 years now. It has been under construction the entire time I have lived
there.
You're
right about that, actually.
The entire time. 15 years.
What's
it has been under construction.
Do we need to get Alicia Del Valle on?
I think we do.
Because holidays on the Petros and Money Show have kind of become, geez, maybe we should take calls.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah, it's become a bit of an ombudsman kind of thing where everybody just gets to complain because, you know, a holiday makes you feel like you should have, you know, time off. And it goes back to the old Clerks adage by Dante Hicks from the great Kevin Smith movie of the 90s. I'm not even supposed to be here today. And now all these other horrible things are happening to me.
Vic got a ticket.
And that's the thing.
We're sitting in traffic.
Yeah, I'm not even supposed to be here today, and the five sucks. I'm not even supposed to be here today, and Officer Keyshawn gave me a fix-it ticket.
Now I'm on a clock.
I'm not even supposed to be here today, and a child stole my mic sock.
Wore it as a boxing glove.
All kinds of things, you know, that you can pile on to a holiday. So it really is a special day of complaining. Because, you know, my wife has got the flu.
My wife!
Oh, that reminds me.
No.
Like, she actually went and, like, who knew you could do this?
My wife!
Like, went to urgent care, and they were like, yeah, you got the flu.
My wife.
And,
Tell you to beat it if you have the flu?
Don't I need to, they give you Tamiflu.
Take it, get out of here.
Yeah, do I go get a flu shot now, or is it too late for
me? Too late.
Well, I don't have any symptoms. You know? What are you, a doctor?
Because I just went through it. My daughter had the flu, and I said, should I go get the flu shot? And my doctor was like, no, start taking this now. And he gave me the Tamiflu. He threw that at me.
Oh, F that. I'm not taking that.
He said it takes 3 weeks for the flu shot to kick in. He's like, by that time, you got it.
Well, great. Now we're all getting sick.
Great. Now we're all going to get shaved.
I hope you guys get sick.
That's not cool.
Why would you say that?
What?
That's terrible.
What?
You can't say that.
Flip on the news, buddy.
We've all got kids.
No, I just had a little stroke.
You got response.
Stroke.
That's stroke.
Stroke.
That's right, Pat.
No, I don't hope you guys get sick.
Struck.
I don't hope you guys
Vic's
get sick.
Here, for God's sake.
No, come on now.
I hope Kate's head packs with mucus so hard that he can't lift it off.
The last thing other than that, quarantine with you guys.
Hey, 15 of them people came back off that cruise ship. We got coronavirus in California now. Better watch the hell out.
How many times do I have to correct you? It's coronavirus. Okay, it's coronavirus.
Yeah, by the way, Brian Suits is hacking himself up and down the hall, just coughing, and doesn't cover his mouth.
Wear a freaking mask.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Ooh, wow, Vic, upset about
it. He just went down the hall back
in
to
here
KFI.
Coughing all over you?
Well, listen, you have to take care of other people. If you're working within a group, any collective, and you're sick, and you come to it, you shouldn't even be at work if you're sick.
Well,
but if you do.
Great Sports Talk does have to
live. Well, of course. But
Great Sports Talk.
Wear a mask. Wear a mask. They've been doing it for thousands of years.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Have they been wearing masks for thousands of years to keep germs away from others?
At least a few hundred years.
So no flu shot? Is that what people are telling me?
That's what I was told when I just went through it a couple months ago and got
sick.
I'll
take some other, a second opinion, other than Dr. Kildare here. You like that, Vic?
Yeah.
Why don't you lob it out on social media? I've seen some other sports folks ask medical questions.
That was about vaccines.
Hey, Twitterverse, should I vaccinate my kids? Way to go, Reggie. Way to go. I don't know. Maybe ask a doctor. Maybe not Twitter. Maybe a doctor is more relevant in the answer you seek.
Maybe if you're worth millions of dollars, you could call a doctor to come over the house.
Put this out on Twitter.
And tell you, yeah, you know, you should probably do that.
You know what, babe? Since we're vacillating between vaccinating and not vaccinating the kids, I got the tiebreaker.
Let me throw this.
Put this out on Twitter.
Hello, Twitterverse. It's yours truly.
Hey, Twitterverse. Wife and I have been kicking this around. Should I get car insurance?
Guys, should I get the vasectomy or not? What do you think?
Hey, Twitterverse. My garage door's not opening. What do you think I had to do about that?
Should I let my hair slowly go gray, or should I just have it be a shock of gray hair and freak everybody out where I got touched by the face of God one day? What should I do, Twitterverse?
You know, this vaccination thing, I'm going to put it out on Twitter.
I'm putting it out there.
Let's see what happens.
Should I go get a flu shot on the way home and walk into my house like I'm protected by the shield of Jesus?
Grab my wife's
yeah.
Sprite. Check it out. Come here, baby.
All right, start the show. Start the show. We've aired some grievances. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's having a good time. All right, come on. Here we go. Here we go, Vic. This isn't just about Brian Suits' coughing.
Come on now.
The past fills the room like a tide of whispers.
Going it out, Vic. You know why Brian Suits is here? John and Ken are off. That's why.
You're right about that.
Our contemporaries on our sister station, they've taken the day off and a fill-in.
But, you know,
we love doing the program.
We're providing content.
all I ask is if we're doing the content, please let me get a clean route. Let me get a clean route and not wear it on the 5 from the moment I get on it until the moment I freaking get off
you know,
it on the 134.
Maybe on the way home it'll be better.
You know what? Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be worse.
Maybe it will, though.
Maybe it'll be worse.
Maybe it will be
better. You know that's a rhetorical question. Will the 5 be better on my way home?
I believe it will. On a holiday, I think it will. Yes.
All right, which set the over-under. I'll take this action.
Are there signs through?
I don't trust you.
What's your average commute? No, I'll let it be your commute. What is your average commute on the way home?
Hour 15.
All right. I say it's at least an hour 15.
Tonight. All right. You're on.
Done.
How many freeways do you take, Money Mon?
It vacillates, Vic. Sometimes.
Why would you even ask that? Like, we don't have enough time.
Sometimes
like he's going to go through Vernon. He's going to go through.
Sometimes it is the 22 to the 605 to the 5 to the 134. Now, other times, I can go 22 to the 605 to the 5 to the 710 to the 60 to the 5.
He hates the 5710. He doesn't like the 5.
I hate the 5
avoid
so
the five.
Much, Vic. Sometimes
avoid the
I'll
five.
Go 605 to the 105 to the 710 to the 10
sure.
to the 5.
Sure.
Sometimes I'll take the 10 to the 101, get off on Barm, come back over the hill. I'm so glad you asked this question, Vic.
It's fascinating to me, people's routes. I am fascinated
You know why
by
I have
routes.
To do that, Vic?
Why is that?
Because the 5's a civic failure. That's why.
Infrastructure,
if
man.
If the 5 weren't a civic failure, we'd be okay. You're right. Infrastructure, man.
Infrastructure, man.
And you know what? Instead, what do we have? Our local politicians trying to petition against the Astros?
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why don't you just clean up a few of the needles in the poop?
Needles, okay. Poop, fix the 5.
And fix the 5.
Fix it already.
And the potholes.
It's been under construction for 15 years, at least.
We're the richest
That's just as long as I've been traveling.
We're the richest city in North America, at least.
And I do want to say one positive thing about Brian Suits. Other than walking up and down, coughing all over everybody, and providing content on KFI on a holiday, at least he drinks all of our beer unapologetically without
we can't leave it here.
Ever replenishing it. Ever.
Ever. We can't leave it here. At least Magdaleno, he'll apologize.
He'll acknowledge.
Yeah, he'll be like, yeah, hey, foo, I drank it, foo.
Yeah.
Suits just doesn't care. Just assumes that fridge is fair game for anybody that happens to be working here, and it's not a fridge in our office under producer Tim Cate's desk. It's not cool.
It's not communal cerveza.
It can be. It can be if you replace it. All you have to do is replace what you take.
You guys are open. Just
come in with a six-pack every now and then.
You guys give it away. I know. You guys give it away. Give it away now.
Vic, you gave us your very valuable Suntory whiskey.
It was vintage.
It's still vintage.
$2,000 bottle of whiskey.
Still there.
Still sitting there in the...
Is
we can't
right?
bring ourselves to drink it. It's still sitting in our office.
Please drink it.
We think we'll die. I just got to be
accurate.
Honest with you, Vic.
That's
we're,
accurate.
We're actually worried about
it's
it.
It's a Sakamoto vintage.
Huh.
Straight.
That's saying something.
From Fukuoka.
You know, and ooh. Now I'm getting texts from my wife. My son.
My wife!
Who's like a junk machinist.
My wife.
Is obsessed with a VCR. So we outbid some loser on eBay for a VCR, and the thing showed up, and we picked it up, and it sounded like the old machine. There's all this crap rattling around in it. Yeah. And my wife's like, is this bad? I was like, well,
my wife.
Our machine made noise like that for years, and it worked. I mean, you know?
My wife.
But the VCR doesn't work, and my son came home today.
All excited.
From his excursion in Moore Park. Which is a resort place for him.
Is that right?
Oh, loves it out there.
You know
there.
What? You know, Moore Park is spelled backwards, huh?
Every time I mention it, somebody does it mention that. Uh-huh. I do.
You ever hear that one?
Yes. Fine Civic Community, I believe, is a crap room. Tried to fix the VHS and actually thought we did, but still can't get it to play. So frustrating. He's so mad at me. It's all he talks about. It's like,
yeah.
I can't. It's like, why does he want a VCR anyway?
You got to report that to eBay. They won't release the funds.
F you, eBay, you sons of bitches.
Report it to eBay. They won't release the funds. Back in your pocket.
Back in my pocket.
Kate.
Claude Lemieux style.
I got a VCR if you want to borrow it.
Talk about burying the lead. We've been having this discussion off the air for like 3 weeks now.
I haven't been a part of it.
Where is this VCR?
It's at home. I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
It's just in the garage,
you
right?
You think you can drive it down the hill right now?
No.
What do you got to do?
Unhook it?
What do you have to do, like, right now, between now and the end of the show?
Well, if I go home, I'm not coming back.
Oh, come on!
You
that's
live,
bush.
Like, 5 minutes away.
That is bush,
the stoplights, it's like 15.
Okay, that's a half hour. We're going to talk to Scott Miller in the next segment for a half hour.
No.
Does it work?
Yeah.
That's what the guy on eBay said.
It works.
Maybe you swing by his house before going home.
If you want to.
Oh, I'm not going up there.
Guess who's getting the over, Vic? This guy.
No, you're out.
Or, on a sidebar note, just visit any Salvation Army.
I try that, Vic.
And they have used VCRs.
Yeah, not unless you're looking for it.
Retrace your steps.
If you're looking for it, they don't have it.
Correct.
You can't okay?
Find it.
You cannot have it.
I got one for you.
True, but very true.
You should try Amazon.
They're like $500. And it's like, I'm not paying that for a VCR.
Doesn't Gail McKim have like 50?
Shouldn't he?
Right? Have you asked him?
No.
I guarantee he has at least 10. At least. The number of garage sales that guy goes to. What?
Kid's got a Roku plugged in, doesn't even know how to use it. It's all this crap everywhere. You know, he's going to build Johnny Five in there. He's going to come and stab me while I'm asleep. Freak, who wants a VCR?
It's cool.
No, it's not. It wasn't even cool when it was. Beta was cool. VCRs always sucked.
But so, it's vintage.
Even if you had like a good VCR porn, watched it too many times, the tracking would be ruined.
And it's already been uploaded to Pornhub.
Right.
Like those vintage VCR cassettes that you feel good when you hold them in your hand.
Right.
They're already up.
You know, unless it's your high school football video and stuff.
Well, now you're talking.
But every touchdown, you've watched 1,000 times, so the tracking gets all bumpy. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, VCRs suck.
Why does he want it?
That's a great question.
It's like an antique.
Do you have a stack of VHS tapes?
He must somewhere. He has all kinds of crap. He's a hoarder. He's crazy.
He's a collector.
How does he know about a VCR?
How does he know about anything? I don't know.
I think that's a pretty fair question. Where does your son come across the idea that he needs a VCR? Well, it had to be your dad, I would assume, right? Does your dad still have a pile of VHS tapes?
Yes.
So there you go.
They have it there.
They have
it. And I was like, Mom, do you have a VCR? Yes, we use it.
So that's
I was like, F you. I need a VCR. The kid won't shut up. And I'm like past the point of like, just because you scream and cry about it, you're not getting what you want. Now it's just like, it's just infuriating.
Wait, is he tired of the washing machines?
Vic, he's a machinist.
He loves machines.
He breaks everything apart. You know, the other day I unhooked a door and the door fell off its hinges because he unscrewed it when no one was around.
He's going to be like that kid.
The thing fell on me.
He's going to be like that kid in Better Off Dead that builds a rocket.
He's terrible. What?
I do have a VCR-DVD combo that I never use.
Well, take it.
Okay.
Oh, you want money for it, don't you? I could tell. You just came over here. You're trying to eBay me right here.
I was trying to be nice to your son.
Wow.
And just
All right, cool. Thanks, Fingers.
Oh, no, it's too late now. No. Kevin, take that to Romance and the Bean. Get out of here. You're trying to be all nice.
No.
Man.
How much, Fingers?
I will give it to you for free.
I want an hour.
Oh.
I want an hour on the show.
You want an hour on the show?
Uh-huh. I want an hour with Harris. Was that who was here today?
Nick. Nick was here.
Nick Hamilton.
No, I'll take Hamilton. It. I'll take it.
Okay.
But you know, the thing is, he has a DVD player.
Okay.
Roku.
How far do you live from here, Kevin?
15?
He's not going and coming back. Kevin Fingers.
Oh, hell no. I'll bring it tomorrow.
Yeah, see, exactly.
I'll bring it tomorrow.
See, by tomorrow, I'm going to have 2 VCRs. I'm going to have me enough money to buy me 100 balls.
I'm going to run Doug from one VCR to the other.
You may have to donate them to the Salvation Army.
I got enough money to buy me 100 balls. Well, look, it's a problem. And on holidays, these are the days that Matt and I try to work these things out. We try to work out the 5, the 7, 10.
Vic's got to get a catalytic converter.
Sure.
He's polluting our skies.
Does your car sound like it's farting around town? Like a...
My emissions are fabulous.
Thank you, Kevin.
They can't be, or else you would have passed smog. If your emissions were fabulous, you would have passed smog.
It's very esoteric.
No, it's really actually just matter of fact.
It's esoteric.
They put it in your tailpipe. It measures the pollutants that are coming out.
Is that what makes the tailpipe go whoop, whoop?
Vic?
No one's ever complained to me about the tailpipe.
No, it doesn't make any noise. You're just spitting pollutants into the air. That's all you're doing.
Well, I want to clean up the air.
Now, is it a shakedown? Yeah, it's a total shakedown.
I want the cleanest air possible.
Here's what I would recommend.
For Ciudad.
You know what you got to do? You got to go to one of them smog places where an old 50 goes a long way.
I'm going to El Monte.
There you go.
Yeah.
You just roll in there.
Yeah, just
pull
bribe
it in
somebody.
And you just have that 50 in your hand. When they say, hey, you didn't pass, you go.
Do what they used to do in the Dodger Stadium
parking
lot.
Sure, I didn't pass.
Before Frank McCourt owned it. Do what they used to do in the Dodger Stadium parking lot around the time McCourt owned it and after.
What was that?
He still owns it.
What'd they do?
Just hold out that $10 bill and be like, can I park here? Is this ticket right? Yes, it is, sir.
Has that changed?
I'm just saying that happened.
El Monte's your
Not under the Guggenheim Group, not since they've been on AM 570, but bribery was a long time staple of the Los Angeles Dodgers stadium parking lot.
Don't you just call that a tip?
I like the El Monte play, Vic.
No.
Yeah.
Cash plus El Monte equals smog.
But you've got to hold it out like you're at Dodger Stadium parking lot. Like when you're left hand, you hold it out the window and you say, does this help? Or something like that.
Can this get it done?
Perhaps, yes. Perhaps this.
Perhaps this.
Perhaps this will help with the process.
The situation.
Senor.
I think it couldn't hurt.
Now
after they say no and whatever.
After Guggenheim took over, you could never get away with that at Dodger Stadium.
No, no.
Cates, as a Dodger employee of sorts.
Can't do it now.
You would never do that, right? But in your life as a young man when you were less honest and you had a hankering to park in lot G and they sent you over to lot E, hey.
You know how cheap Cates is?
We used to have
it ain't worth $10 for Cates. He'll walk it.
Back in the day, a high school
job. Not even on a date with Leslie, where you had to impress Leslie?
Back in the day, a high school job, some people used to go do the traffic there at Dodger Stadium, take the tickets. So we'd find out which gate they were at.
Go see, right through. He won't throw $10 at it.
No. Did you ever?
No, I'll walk
it. Did you ever try to buy your way into Dodger Stadium dishonestly?
No.
Vic?
Never.
Ronnie? Often.
No.
Matt?
Never.
Am I the only one here that gives an S about the rules?
I never bought my way in.
Like you never had to like, hey, I don't have a pass for this, but and then they let you?
I used to do that at the dump with toxic waste.
But you didn't do it at Dodger Stadium?
Not at Dodger Stadium.
Vic?
Never.
Really?
It's a place of solace and tranquility.
Pee. Desecrating.
Yeah.
What is a holy
place? Well, I would never do it again. And now we have our own fights with parking for totally different reasons and our extreme entitlement, which fits into today, which is President's Day. Yes.
Now, the Rose Bowl is a different story.
Oh.
The Rose Bowl is a completely different story. You get to that golf course, you're like, hey, are you sure I'm parking here?
Well, you're
here?
Kevin Costner. Are There's sure no way here? Out because you can't pull a U-turn on the 16th hole.
No, he's more Sean Young. No way out.
He's still alive.
No way out.
He seems to have all his faculties.
I did used to throw it at the Forum. The Forum had the VIP parking right there in the front when you would come in. Not off La Cienega, but I guess it would be Manchester.
If you haven't bribed the Dodger parking usher, are you even an Angelino? Yeah. I mean, you got to bribe the Dodger parking ushers. I mean, that's a whole thing.
I used to park on that little side street before you got in. That was always our spot. Then we would walk over that hill into the lot and in.
That's a good technique.
Sure. Now I feel like I got to bribe somebody.
Toxic waste dumping show of record.
Just give him this $100 bill, man. It'll be fine.
Okay, dude.
Get used to it. We have Scott Miller. He is from Bleacher Report. He was with the Astros down in the Grapefruit League in Palm Beach the last couple days. He will give us the latest on Carlos Correa, Altuve, bad tattoos, Bregman being a douche. And all of that.
Who gets a tattoo on a day that they have to compete in the baseball playoff?
Nobody. BS. Absolute BS.
Now they're saying it's a fake tattoo, that Altuve's tattoo doesn't exist. It's a wash-off.
Yeah. It's all horse ass. Scott Miller next. We're here till 7. David Vasse will take over with spring training Dodger talk. And remember, today we started giving away your chance to win a seat on board the AM570 LA Sports Spring Baseball Express to Arizona to check out the game on March 20th. Courtesy of Southwest Airlines, low fares, no hidden fees. That there? That's transparency.
Well, whatever you characterize the Houston Astros franchise of the last few years to be, certainly being there right now in West Palm Beach has to be awkward, surreal, compelling, interesting, infuriating. There's a lot of adjectives, but we have an expert who was there. Last couple days, you can hear him on SiriusXM, MLB Radio. He's been on before with us. The fabulous guy, MLB insider for Bleacher Report. And he was just in the Houston Astros camp, kind of sorting out all of this... Well,
mess.
garbage.
Hot mess.
That's upsetting so many people around baseball and upsetting the Astros as well. It's Scott Miller on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. What's cracking, Scott? How are you?
Hello, Petros. Hello, Money. How are you guys?
We're fabulous. Thank you for having us. So did I describe it okay? I mean, what was it like? Was it a celebratory? I mean, what kind of atmosphere? I mean, you've been to 1,000 baseball camps over the years for spring training. This had to be the oddest.
No question. I mean, you know, anybody that watched Commissioner Rob Manfred yesterday in that press conference when, you know, he was getting kicked around for the light punishment, which I'm sure we can get into later, you know, he used the word unprecedented. He said, I like to go on precedent, you know, when viewing punishment. And no question this is unprecedented. I mean, you know, I've never seen a camp like this. 30 years covering baseball, I've never seen the players turn on each other, you know, and a segment of players ripping other players. It's crazy. And I've spent, you know, I was in Houston's camp much of the last 4 days, and, you know, that I have to say I'm still in shock several days later from that press conference that, you know, was televised, that the owner, Jim Crane, said, well, I don't think this really affected any games. I mean, talk about tone deaf. It was a train wreck, or, if you will, a crane wreck.
Scott Miller is with us. At Scott Miller BBL is his Twitter feed. There's a reason why lawyers want their clients to take the fifth. It seems like the more these guys talk, the more trouble they find themselves in. As you stood in those rooms in front of the lockers at the press conferences, did you find any of it, I mean, honestly, believable, compelling, legitimately remorseful?
No, you know what? Go back to that day of the press conference. That was all a bunch of bunk. Then in the clubhouse afterwards, when the players were available to the media, you know, they were sticking with talking points by and large. The only person I felt was speaking from the heart was Carlos Correa the other day. This is the press conference day, which was, Thursday. And it felt like in the clubhouse, like Correa had a little bit of a handle on it, and he was truly remorseful, and he was speaking from the heart. The others, you know, Bregman, Altuve, it just seemed like talking points. And then, you know, the yesterday I kind of felt the same. Today, I noticed it seems like there was a little bit of a change in tone with Alex Bregman today. I think the fierce blowback after Thursday's first sessions with the media, I think it knocked the Astros even further off guard, and especially Bregman. And he seemed to be a little more humbled and a little more genuine today. But, you know, it's going to be a while. I don't know where this is going to go from here, but it seems like there's something new every week, and there's a different player, you know, that pops off every day. I found the one thing the Astros are doing right, the one thing, is they're not really engaging their fellow players. For example, Cody Bellinger the other day, you know, ripping the Astros and saying Altuve stole the MVP from Aaron Judge. Today was the first day Altuve was available to answer those comments. And he was asked about Bellinger, what Bellinger said, and he just quickly said, look, I just want to talk about my team and myself. I'm not going to talk about other players. And, you know, that's probably going to be unsatisfying to some, but it's probably what the Astros, that's the one thing, as I said, I think they've done right. If they start trying to fire back at any of the incoming that they're taking from Bellinger or Chris Bryant or anybody else, that's going to be even more of a losing battle.
What do you make of the new accusations about the T-shirt? About Altuve's T-shirt. Was that ever addressed, or was everybody already out of there by the time they talked about him mysteriously having an undershirt that he didn't have on the previous 8 innings and didn't put back on for the bottom of the 9th in that contest against the Yankees in Game 6?
Yeah, that was the walk-off day, I think, when he came out to do the post-game interview with the T-shirts there, the jersey. You know, he addressed that just a little bit today. He came out, you know, he knew the buzzer was going to be a topic because he spoke after the workout today. So what happened was a couple hours earlier in the morning, about 9:30, he came into the clubhouse. There were about 50 reporters around his locker. And I think he wanted to make a point. He had a blue T-shirt on. He was across the clubhouse. And he kind of paused. He looked over his locker. He took the T-shirt off. He draped it over his left shoulder, which is the shoulder in question, kind of like a towel. He walked through the reporters to his locker. He got something out of his locker. He turned around, looked at everybody, pulled the T-shirt slash towel off his shoulder, revealed the tattoo, said Melanie, his daughter's name, with a little heart over it, looked at everybody, and then quickly walked away. It was almost like the big tattoo reveal.
Gosh.
Then he talked about it a couple hours later after that. You know, he claims he got the tattoo middle of the summer last year in San Francisco. But there's still a lot of stuff that doesn't add up about that. I mean, I don't think what the Astros have done, the explanation so far, I think even Manfred yesterday said he can't be 100% sure there's no buzzer.
No, because it's all BS and the guy's lying. It seems horrible to just keep going through it for them because they just get more and more exposed. And it is. It's tough to listen to, especially for fans of other teams. The great Scott Miller, MLB insider for Bleacher Report, joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show. It's a weird time for baseball, maybe one of the weirdest in baseball's illustrious, very long history. How is this going to play out when we start having contests in the spring and in the regular season?
I go back to that word unprecedented, you know? I mean, we've never seen anything like this. And this is clearly, I mean, there's no question this is one of the worst scandals in baseball history. You've got the 1919 Black Sox. You've got steroids. How it plays out from here, it's a really good question. I think it's going to be totally unpredictable. I think it's going to play out over the next several months where just when things calm down, something else is going to happen to blow it back up. And I think it's going to get loud, go a little quiet, get loud again, go quiet. And when I say something's going to happen to blow it back up, I think that could range from anything to more revelations. We very well might find out more things, be it about the Astros or about somebody else doing some dark arts, as it were. It could be in the form of a pitcher hitting an Astro with a pitch. We've heard a lot of talk about that in recent days, up to and including when Manfred said yesterday that he was going to, he's told managers that the retaliation won't be tolerated. But here's my thing. If he can't even say 100% with 100% certainty whether the Astros were wearing any wearable technology, I mean, you guys have watched batters get hit with pitchers. Every now and then, you know, okay, that was intentional. But by and large, the majority of them,
didn't mean
you
it.
Don't know for sure.
Got away from me.
Who's to say?
Just pull that.
Can't say for sure.
Hey, you said it. You didn't know if they were wearing buzzers. You don't know if that one got away from me. I was just trying to put him inside. He was crowding the plate, and what do you know?
Said an undershirt. You got it right.
Just the comments from Manfred now, Scott, and that Scott Miller is with us from Bleacher Report. You can follow him at Scott Miller BBL. It seems like he is now drawing the ire as opposed to the players, and I would assume that's what the owners want. Is there a reason why that you can figure out why he wasn't more severe with his punishment? Is it the players' union? Was it that this is ultimately what the owners wanted him to do to make it go away quicker? They thought it would be easier this way. Why did he not come down harder?
You broke up a little bit. I'm driving across the state of Florida. I think you asked why Manfred didn't come down harder on the Astros.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I think a couple things. He gave the players immunity because, as he said, he was trying to get to the bottom of it, and he knew if he gave the players immunity, that was his best chance to get the truth. Also, I think they knew this was a bad scandal, and they wanted to get this thing resolved as quickly over the winter as possible.
Oh, no.
Maybe he's still there. You there, Scott?
Oh,
God. Not Florida. Alligator Alley happens, you know?
Is that where he was?
I think he's just, you know, canvassing the Grapefruit League.
Or the Glades. All right, well, that's cool, though. We got enough out of Scott. He did a great job, too. The great Scott Miller, MLB insider for Bleacher Report. You hear him on Sirius XM. MLB Radio. And 14 years at CBS Sports.
Like that guy.
Very good stuff. And live in the moment coverage from the actual state of Florida, where those cheating-ass Astros reside, right on the tip of America's junk. We'll be right back with some secret textoso love. We went a little long there, but we'll be right back, and then we'll turn it around. We have a word, number, song of the day. Top story, Mick Cronin is going to join the show today. David Vassay will preview Dodger Talk tonight at 7 o'clock. It's I'm a Horse Monday on PMS.
Pull over!
What?
Matt, I have an answer for you here.
What do we got?
It's not regarding my flu shot, sadly, or my VCR issue, or Vic the Brick's traffic issue. However,
see, that's your VCR issue solved.
I need it solved today. The boy won't sleep. All right, here we go. Pee My Dad works for the county in public works. The 5 construction has been delayed 5 years now total because people continue to steal the materials at the project site. And every time the locals around Norwalk and Santa Fe Springs do that, we've got to reapply for the funds. And it takes months to process. So tell Smith to blame the gente.
You know what? I'm going to try something on here. See if we can spitball this and get a problem solved. Maybe we put someone on security detail so the materials aren't stolen all the time over the course of 5 years.
That would seem to make sense.
Seems like, hey, you know what? I don't have a lock on my door, and my house keeps getting robbed. Yeah, how long's that been? About 5 years. You ever put a lock on the door? No, I haven't, but, you know, they just keep coming. Keep robbing me when I'm not around.
Heard you got robbed! You know, Matt, that is an interesting stance. I think you could be right. That sounds like a solvable problem for the people on the 5605 interchange over there.
15 years now.
But it has there is an answer for you. So you're asking.
Thieves.
Yeah.
Criminals.
Thieves in the night are stealing stuff. Speaking of thieves.
Governor Moonbeam.
Police and thieves in the street fighting the nation. Years ago, I came out of the forum after a concert and the car wouldn't start. Thought the battery was dead, so we popped the hood and the battery was gone. At that moment, a guy came out of the bushes with our battery and said, "Hey, you guys want to buy a battery?" I bought it. $60.
That's a pretty good deal right there. Hey, man, what's up? Was the guy like scratching his side? You guys want to buy a battery?
You really need it? More segments about finagling L.A. sports establishments, please. Well, these are texts from the Secret Textoso line on the Chevy. Textoso
line. Sold out to Chevy.
Bought Secret Textoso line. Somebody says bribing the Hollywood Bowl parking is a must. And it seems like if you're going to do a bribe,
that's the one.
That's a place.
You got to get in that middle lane VIP section or you are hosed so hard.
Now, Matt, you might remember last week.
See, that's where I used to do all my bribes.
The concerts.
Palladium parking. You have to get VIP at the concerts or you're screwed. It's L.A. There's nowhere to park. You are absolutely screwed. So, yeah, that was. The problem was they wanted big money. Like, you were not bribing.
Big money. Big cash.
Big boy dollars. You weren't bribing. It's like it's the Palladium. I can't give you $10 to get in. They're like, no, I want $20.
If you want 20, F you.
It's like, damn.
You ain't getting 20 unless it's lot G.
Right? BS.
Now, Matt, there was two things we really did on Friday last, Valentine's Day, that were immensely popular on our podcast, at Petrus and Money on the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or any place.
It's doing pretty well.
Some say.
Podcast doing pretty well.
One was the Lance Romance segment, and the other was the Pat O'Brien Dead and Alive guy that we did for the Alive guy. God bless Pat. He was like
72.
So we did that, and we'll revisit a little Pat.
A hell of a trip down memory lane.
It sure was. But Lance Romance only took a couple calls, but a lot of people enjoyed the segment, and I got a text from this guy Looks like a young guy, not bad looking. And he says, "Hey, P, I wish I heard the Lance segment before this morning. Like the caller, I'm 39 and just got dumped a few weeks ago. But I went out. I went to a nerd burlesque show by myself. Saw a sexy Maleficent, sexy Ghostbuster. But the best was a sexy Carmen Sandiego."
Where in the world?
"I got nothing that night but a boner and a bar tab. Higher than I wanted.
The old B&B, huh?
I wish I had stayed home, got plastered and touched myself like I should have. Attached is a picture of me from my sad night." And there he is, our listener, looking sad, coming out of that burlesque show.
Is that Urkel?
He's an African-American, but I don't believe it is Jaleel White. Every black guy that wears glasses is not Urkel,
man.
Oh, Matt.
He looks like Jaleel White, and you know it. You do that to me. How dare you?
Just because he's nerdy and he's black.
How dare you?
"Hey, Pete, I just podcasted your local knowledge segment on Huey Lewis, and I have some even localer knowledge for you."
One-upsmanship in the world of local knowledge in Huey.
"Huey lives not too far from me on the Bitterroot River in Montana. Huey is constantly in court suing the locals over access to a popular fishing spot near his home. Quintessential California transplant, buying up our land and trying to keep the commoners out. Huey needs to go back up on the hill.
For shame."
Well,
go back up on the hill.
We still like Huey.
Hey, look. Man wants to catch some fish. He don't want you catching all his fish. He wants fish. No problem with that.
And here's to the VHS. Well, you know.
Hello, man.
I don't know how big the land is. I don't know.
Montana, very small.
I know Henry Winkler's constantly trying to keep people off, fighting the townies.
David Geffen.
Yeah. "Dude, my dad was an assistant football coach for Downey High School and recently died. And my mom threw away a bunch of VHS football and VHS tapes. I was livid, to say the least. Just because he died, you got rid of all the tapes? Come on, don't you want to watch Downey High football taking on Warren
exactly.
in 1985?
But moms do.
Well, I'm going to get Kate's VHS for my son.
Today?
No, Kate's is too lazy to go get it today or ask one of his daughters to bring
it.
Well,
again, you could just swing it by the house. Oh, yeah, isn't his oldest daughter driving now?
Exactly right.
What the hell? That's the point of having a kid that drives, is they do your errands for you, and they pick up the kids that are younger than them.
In this case, my errand.
Exactly. This is an errand I need done. What else they do? Making a TikTok?
With Patrick Mahomes' brother?
Get that damn VCR. Bring it down here.
Spring training is underway. Thank you, Matt, for the sense of urgency. The Dodgers are going off. David Vasse will join us in hour. Next hour? No, an hour from now. Coming up, word number song of the day. Some stories. Some laughs. How was your weekend?